Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. On this week's program, Duncan's All-Age hosts Heritage Celebration. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Duncan's All-Age has been around since the 1930s. Its motto, "By hard work you'll reach the stars," serves as the basis for how children are exposed to become their best selves while at the institution. The school serves 434 students who hail from as far as Ulster Spring, Bounty Hall and Falmouth to the surrounding districts of Spice Hill, Crawl, Logwood Walk and Kettering. In recent time, Duncan's All-Age has seen marked improvements in its grade 4 literacy and numeracy test results, as well as results of the grade 6 achievement test, GSAT. Numeracy results moved from 49% to 68%, while literacy remains steady at over 80%. Acting Principal Michelle Smith-Gilzean credits a number of initiatives for the improvement in student performance. Among them, a strategy called team teaching.
What we did, we used the strength of the teacher. So for example, we had a teacher, Mrs. Davis, who was very good at social studies. She would teach social studies across the board to grade 6. This is not something that is practiced generally in primary schools. And then you have another teacher who would be good at the science. She would teach the science across the board.
Mrs. Gilzean says the concept was applied in preparing students for the grade 4 numeracy test, utilizing the strength of the grade 6 mathematics teacher.
So she would have pull-out sessions. Grade 6 finished, she went to grade 4. The two other teachers at grade 6 took her students and gave her the leeway now to go to grade 4. And then also went into the classes at least 2 days per week and did intense teaching while the teachers would follow up with what she did.
Incentive programs at the school include a principal honor roll and points system.
Where when the children do something, you know, exceptional, they find money and carry it back. If they do something well in the class, they would get, you know, some point, and then they would be recognized in devotion. So that was a little motivation. They would cheer them on. The teachers also started giving the children little motivational badges.
Duncan's All-Age hosted its heritage celebration on October 9 with the theme, A Great Heritage, A Great Legacy.
One of our main features is to bring back some of the things from our past. So we have our stall set up with artifacts where the children can go and view some of the things that their foreparents would have used, like the chimney.
Traditional Jamaican food were also on display, such as dokono, potato pudding, coconut drops, and mackerel rundown.
We also have our herbal table that we set up with some herbal medicines. So we are trying to expose the children to some of those things so that they can see where they are coming from, their heritage, and then a legacy that we will leave behind for our children.
Acting Principal of Duncan's All-Age, Michelle Smith-Gilzean. The students performed several cultural pieces at the celebration. First up is Grade 4 W's Facts About Marcus Garvey.
Did you know my favorite national hero is Marcus Mosiah Garvey?
I didn't know, mine too.
He was born on August 1887 and died June 10th, 1940. He was a orator and an entrepreneur. He was a strong proponent for the Black Nationalism Pan-Africanism movements. He was also Jamaica's first national hero.
Haley Clark brings the curtains down on today's edition of Jamaica's Promise with an excerpt from Louise Bennett's Dryfoot Boy.
Same time, me lost me temper. Me holla, boy, he wrote, no chat to me, no potato in a your mouth. Him stand up like him stunted. Hear him now? How silly. I don't think I understand you, actually. Me say, you understand me, ya? No, you name Kojo Scoop. Or visit Nana Kitchen. Angi laugh for gungo soup.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.